It's been a journey,
Yeah.
anywhere from a young man going to his teens, becoming a young man, going to work,
Yep.
being married, going to work, raising a family,
Yeah.
living the life that we are taught to live,
Yeah. This is the
for we,
path.
this is the path of happiness. And then that's maybe playing that game and really working hard at that to make that happen, having the realization that that's not working. And and having faith in God just leading the way, that and leaning on that, that doors would be open. And
Sure.
unfortunately, when sometimes rock bottom moments or painful moments in our life, that is sometimes having the awareness that the door has been open.
Okay.
And so it really all came to a halt for me, Cal, when after a 17-year marriage, my wife and I made the commitment that we were going to no longer spend our life together.
Okay.
We have three beautiful children together. And it was also during that period of time, during our 17-year marriage, that I had owned all my own businesses
Right.
and was very successful in my 20s and 30s from a financial perspective.
Right.
And when my outside world was collapsing, really from 2006 to 2014, financially, and the life with my wife at the time, spiritually I was getting stronger,
Sure.
but I didn't understand it.
Mm.
And so I think when the divorce happened, that was kind of like a big wake-up call.
You bet.
And when I knew that was going to happen that day, I went to my partners in the startup company I was involved with and said, "I'm walking away."
Okay.
And I said, for myself, I need to kind of do the work and get to a place where inside and get some direction to figure out how to live in this world,
Oh, man.
once and for all.
Yeah.
And, because I was trying to do it one way and it just wasn't working.
Sure.
And so that was in November 2014.
Okay.
And I'd done a lot of work up to that point of reading spiritual and personal development books, taking care of my body, mind, and spirit, and deepening my relationship with God. But like many of us, we still have very dark moments, and this was a dark moment.
Sure.
And then on December 25th, 2014, I sang "Happy Birthday" to my mentor, which I call JC. And I got out of bed, made a cup of coffee, and I just raised my arms to God and saying, "Okay, you have now can take over. I'm surrendering and let go. I just want a little bit of direction on what to do and how to move on." And I heard this beautiful voice that I've heard hundreds of times in my life and came from my heart, which to me means it's God. It could be also known as intuition, but that has always been the voice of God to me.
Sure.
And that voice said, "Write." And then, as soon as my pen hit the paper, it said book, radio show, and blog. And I had no idea what that meant.
Right.
And later that day, I walked to yoga. And yoga has been a very deep practice that has helped me, that was getting me through this time. And the teacher at the time was teaching and said, "Get in the humble warrior position." And right when I got in the humble warrior position, I had a release and cried and let out all the emotions of really a 44-year-old life, of the death of my marriage of 17 years, and that life that I always pictured of having, that
Yeah.
sometimes we all grow up with, the house with the white picket fence and be married forever and have kids and
Happily ever after,
after, and yeah,
and
happily
yeah.
ever after, and just kind of, just fell to the ground. And then, but you get back up. And so I continued to do the flow, and then I did the humble warrior on the other side. And then I felt this, wow, this rush of love and joy, and almost and a warm blanket come over me. And it was the same feeling I had at 24 when I was contemplating taking my life from a 5-year gambling problem.
Right.
And that happened at the age of 24, and that is the day that God came in my life. So I knew that point in time, that feeling is God is here, and this is a very sacred space. And I know everything's going to be all right.
Right.
And then we go through the flow, and then it's end, and I'm laying in Shavasana, and I hear that beautiful voice say, "You now have the name of your book. Do this, call it Humble Warrior, and do this to heal, grow, and share your light in the world."
Okay.
And that was, December 2014. So that is what I've been doing. And I mentioned that you know, God, you know, speaks through the heart, following your heart.
Mm-hmm.
That was the message I've been getting that I wasn't doing for the first 44 years, is following my heart.
Right.
So that's what I'm doing today.
Mm-hmm.
And I am trusting and having faith. If you're going to walk the walk and talk the talk, you have to, walk the walk.
Right.
So that's what I've been doing. I'm writing a book. You know, the third version should be done Thanksgiving this year. The podcast is almost a year. It started in October 2015. So our 52nd episode should be coming up shortly.
All right.
And I've continued to write a blog once a week. So I've been doing those things. And as I've been doing those things, what's kind of formed is I've been able to look back at all the obstacles I've overcome and realize to simplify spirituality that I never learned as I was reading these books. And realizing spirituality is just our body, our mind, and our spirit. And what are practices we can do in this everyday life?
Mm-hmm.
And so I like to call it spiritual fitness.
Okay.
And I've developed a routine of 7 spiritual practices I do on a daily basis,
mm-hmm,
that can help, that is not only help me overcome, you know, obstacles, but is just part of my daily life.
Right.
And so, you know, part of life is not everything goes our way all the time.
Right.
And to realize, though, that those are also could be actually blessings if we're willing to kind of just learn from that and dig deep.
You bet.
And so what this whole process has been, by me going down this path of meeting like-minded individuals like yourself and just amazing people that by just sharing their story can make a difference in the world.
Mm-hmm.
And really what the message is, or I like to share, it's really just living a purposeful life,
mm-hmm,
and realize that purpose is to tell ourselves we are the purpose.
Right.
And we're here for a purpose, and that purpose is to share our light. And we all have the gift,
mm-hmm,
and the power to have the life that we want in our birthright. But no one just told us that you have to do one little thing along the way.
Right.
And that's change.
Yeah.
And we think it's so hard, and in ways it could be, but it could actually be just so easy by just claiming, I want change.
Yeah.
And then everything goes in that way and process, what have you.
Mm-hmm.
So I've used, at the time where I thought, you know, the death of my marriage, a divorce, a 17-year marriage that I worked so hard at, and built these successful businesses, being a multimillionaire and having all that, was the American dream and the dream.
Yes.
And I'm realizing now that really the dream is just to be.
Yeah.
And accept yourself from who you are. And it's not about money and it's not about being married, but just accept yourself who you are. Love yourself unconditionally. Be compassionate and forgiveness to yourself.
Mm-hmm.
So therefore you can spread that and share that with others.
It's beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
The book is coming out.
The book is coming out, yeah. Yes.
And the podcasts are going and the blogs are going. Can you talk a little bit about the podcast and the blog? You know,
sure.
Who are you reaching? What are you telling them?
Yeah, so the podcast, you know, was, so I have my partner, John Moises. He has been part of the process from day one.
Mm-hmm.
When I was going through this time, I talked to him about it. And what was interesting, by sharing my stories, he was sharing his stories. And we were like, wow, here are two guys in their 40s, different walks of life, but really having the same experiences with career, relationship, and not having another guy to talk to.
Right.
And we're alone. We feel so alone in the world.
Yeah.
And so what the podcast evolved into is really just this, like I call it a spiritual fitness program, but having a relationship with a guy that you can trust each other and share, and you're in sacred space. And also can keep you accountable.
Right.
So it first started off conversations, and then we said, let's just talk about this on a podcast.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's how it started. And we said, if we can help one, if one person's listening, we'll just keep on doing.
Right.
And it's just kind of evolved where we did the first, I think, 15 or 16 episodes between us. And then we got guests that were interested. And it's all trying to communicate and us being in the seat of the listener, you know, living in everyday life in mainstream.
Sure.
And realizing that we all have problems. Mm-hmm. And they're all, you know, they're all, and we all can overcome them as well. And they're just, my problems are no greater than your problems. And just realize that those problems are there for a reason, for us to just to continue to grow. Mm-hmm. So on the podcast, we like to think that, number one, we bring on guests who tell their story about their problems, how they've overcome it. And then two is we also talk about things you can do, you know, with your body, mind, and spirit, mm-hmm. that you can implement in your life that can help you with these obstacles you're going through.
You bet.
So that's been kind of like the podcast. And and it's also sharing my journey with this book process of like, you know, and that's kind of like part of life, just never giving up. Right. And, you know, just taking it one day at a time and kind of just sharing that with the world.
Sure. And nothing happens in the time we think it's going to happen. It happens when it's supposed to. And
you got it. Yeah. It's just, yes, it's not going to go on Chris's time, or it can, but you're just going to cause unnecessary stress.
Absolutely.
On ourselves, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. How about the blog? What kind of stuff you put in your blog?
Yeah. So with the blog really just replaced actually one of the major fitness practices I was using. I was journaling for 17 years. Mm-hmm. It was a way for me to let go, like just talk about all the issues I was dealing with. So instead of just bottling it out, I didn't have the tools to maybe communicate it with not only my spouse at the time, but another man, mm-hmm. but I was able to get it out and was able to write. And so when I made that commitment of doing the blog, I said, all right, that's going to be my journal. I'm going to write it, you know, once a week and just see where it goes. And, you know, it's kind of also turned into of just trying to help, you know, just taking my story and just trying to help the person that may be reading it. And so I've been intimate, you know, sharing my stories of, you know, from a young man until now, of, you know, stuff that will eventually be in the book.
Yes. Where, okay, so the podcast is Humble Warrior.
Yep.
And where do you put your blog? Where can somebody
see it? So the blog is on my website, chrisforte.com. And you could subscribe on our website and you would get the blog emailed to you along with our weekly podcast. Sure. And our weekly podcast, The Humble Warrior, you can also get on the website, but you can also download it on iTunes.
Okay.
So, excellent. And that comes out once a week, and the show usually comes out every Monday.
Outstanding.
Yeah.
All right.
So, yeah. So they're tools, you know, we're all humble warriors out there. We're fighting the good fight.
Yeah.
And, you know, this world is sometimes difficult at times to navigate. Mm-hmm. And so we just feel like, you know, the tools we're putting out there could be just a little tool in someone's toolbox.
You bet. And through doing this, you're inspiring other people, right, to live a more authentic, more heart-centered life as well.
Yes.
Beautiful.
Yes, it is. And it's just, you know, it's taken a while to figure that out, but, you know, the true gift is hearing that it's helping people. It just puts a smile on my heart and just, like, gives me the inspiration to keep going.